Your next item is Robert Italian. It's conditional use number 1130, amended condition on Route 9.
This is a request to delete a condition of approval for a conditional use that was approved September 12th of 1995. The conditional use was approved for display and sale of antiques with related storage. Condition number 3 stated that no outdoor display of sale items shall be permitted between the parking area and Route 9. The owner is requesting that this condition be deleted to permit a seasonal produce stand on the site. Seasonal produce stands are a permitted temporary use for a period not to exceed 6 months. Since the condition originated with the commission, you have the authority to amend it. I guess you could look at it. The produce stand is permitted, but then the way the condition was written, you don't know if it deletes anything in that area or just the display of the antiques. The items that the antique store was selling.
Like, do the conditions supersede what's permitted in the AR1?
Yeah. I have to admit that I was here then, but I sure don't remember it.
Which property is this?
Looks like you seconded the motion, as a matter of fact, Mr. Wheatley.
I seconded the motion according to the minutes.
Originally Mr. Stamper's
yeah. Okay.
Horse ring facility where he had the indoor arena.
Right, yeah. That's what
Tennessee
I thought.
Walkers. But it was converted to an antique store.
But don't we also have sheds that are on display there that are in that area?
We had a comment idea the other day. Yeah, there are some 5 or 6 sheds sitting outside in the parking lot.
But there were some at one time further, closer to the road, weren't there?
Possibly. There's not as many as there used to be.
They're sitting further back now.
Further back?
Yeah, there wasn't any right out to the road.
Okay.
There was at one time.
They had to move them back. Yeah, we went through that before. Not the commission, but the staff. But yeah, there's about 5 or 6 sheds there.
Mr. Robertson, would it be permissible to leave that condition but clarify by saying that the seasonal stand would be permitted? In other words, don't remove that whole section so that they wind up with some future owner comes along and becomes a big display yard. But if we just...
Yeah, well, and I was going to say, I think, and Shane brought up sort of the way I was heading with it was... really that you just don't take any action. I mean, because that was my question at first is, you know, there's the conditional use, but you still have, you know, sort of whatever's permitted on the underlying zone. So it looks like what this prohibited was, you know, outdoor flea market type of activity, you know, and so that was sort of the antique sale stuff. It didn't really even address, you know, farm markets or produce markets or things like that. So seems to me that, you know, if you give direction to staff that doesn't prohibit the farm market that's permitted under the AR1 zoning, I think you're fine with that. Sort of just an interpretation issue.
I mean, that would be my preference, would be to allow that, you know, the use that would be approved in any other zoning like that.
Yeah, so it's just a clarification, really. It's all that's needed.
Okay, are you all right with that, Mr. Link?
You all right with
that? Does that need to take the form of a motion?
I don't think it.
Can I speak for just
a minute? Yeah, sure. Come on up. Give us your name, though. You got to tell us who you are.
It's Bill Massey.
Gentlemen, thank you for giving me the opportunity. Okay.
I recognize you, but the machine doesn't.
That's quite all right. What it was, in my opinion, as well as when I talked to Shane, it's up for interpretation, because it seemed like it excluded anything that would be permitted in that particular district. And
I don't think that's what we meant, though.
I don't think so either, but it lends the opportunity to maybe discuss it and not maybe approve it, or maybe approve it and then put conditions. It just was a condition I didn't think was really applicable at the time that was put in there. I don't think that's what you meant when you did it. Mm-hmm. It just seems like it could be broader than that and just exclude any other permitted principal uses in that district. And I know that's not what you intended, because you can't get any, I mean, if it's not permitted, it wouldn't be acceptable and still has to go through the procedure of approval through the commission.
Right.
So I think it needed clarification. basically what it is. And then if your staff is, like Vince, you said, it would be looked at upon as not being stepping on the conditionals conditions that were planted back in 1995, then we're okay with that, just as long as that permitted principal use would be accepted in that district.
So I think what I'm hearing is that we're all in agreement that a temporary produce stand is permitted, but other display items, whether it's picnic tables or gazebos or barns or whatever, would not be a permitted use in that area.
That certainly is the intent at this particular time, but would it also prohibit another permitted principal use in that district? That's why I got brought into it, because if there were something that was permitted, would you deny it based upon condition three? That's all I'm asking.
You can't, because you if it's permitted by the underlying zoning, I don't think you can't trump that with a condition anyway, can you? Because if a conditional use, the conditions relate to the conditional use, not the underlying zoning.
I think that's true.
I mean, that would be my.
You're okay with that, Vince?
I mean, you know, here's the thing. If it's a complete change in use and it sort of interferes with what was approved by that ordinance, then we've got another situation. But
So you feel comfortable with the way the interpretation is presented in the...
I mean, I think what you need to leave here with is still that's going to be a little bit case by case, because it sounds like, you know, your folks have a plan for the future, you know.
Well, I think anybody would have a plan for the future.
And if it starts...
Surprise.
Yeah, not much planning.
Well, believe me, I haven't seen it and done it, been there as well, so I do understand that.
Yeah.
Probably can get ugly and so forth. But I'm thinking that it just felt as though it needed for you all, this body, to concur that it's not an interpretation problem. It's left in the hands of Lawrence and Shane to make the decision to approve it at the time in their office.
Right. And if for some reason they are uncomfortable with it, I'm sure we'll hear about it. So
bring it back.
Yeah. Sure you will.
But it shouldn't be a problem.
I thank you for your time.
Sir,
I will say that the shed question, where the sheds were at close to the road, but they are in the parking lot area. They're in the, on the clamshell or stone now, so they have been for several years, but it's the area between the parking area and Route 9 was the question.
Right.
Yeah.
For the shed part, so they're taking care of that problem.
Yeah, and again, Lawrence, as it was stated in number 3, is that parking lot, the distance from the parking lot to Route 9, which is a vast amount of land there, nothing could be presented in that location for sale.
Right.
Right. And that's a condition that the commission's put on a lot of these types of antique stores or different shops, you know, so that front yards don't get, you know, just filled with cluttered with different merchandise that maybe sits there and never goes away. And, you know, and that is totally a different concern than a farm market, you know.
But that condition would stay?
Yeah, that condition would stay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm hearing that there's not any action we need to take because the produce stand is temporary produce stand.
Right.
Permitted use.
Brother, as far as the minutes go, I would say I would just note there's a consensus.
Right.
Of the commission, and for clarification only, that a temporary produce stand is a permitted use and can be placed between Route 9 and the parking lot. Right. And period. Leave it at that.
Perfect. Sounds good.
And that the rest of the condition stands.
And the conditions are left blank.
The condition stands.
Everything else stays the same.
Because that's a 1995 condition, so it's going back a little far to be amending it now in 2013.
Agreed.
And I would note, too, that it doesn't look like anybody appeared in opposition to it either, so it's not as though there was real concern about what happened out there from public or neighbors or whatever.
That's true. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition or has an interest in this application, in this request? It doesn't appear to be anyone here.
Fellow antiquer.
Right. Let the record show that there's no one here. So, all right then. We thank you. Gentlemen, that completes.